Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem, Brachos 40. Today's Daf Yomi, we go to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us about the blessing that one makes on a fruit and on a vegetable. So says the Mishnah, Beirach al peros ha'ilon borei pri adama. If a person recites on a fruit that comes from a tree, the blessing of borei pri adama, blessed be the fruit of the ground, instead of borei pri ha'etz, which is the typical blessing on a tree. We say in the typical blessing on a fruit, a person mixes it up with the blessing on a vegetable. Then we say under those circumstances, yatza, a person has fulfilled their obligation, because even though a fruit comes from a tree, it also comes from the ground, and so therefore, if one accidentally blesses the fruit of the ground for fruit of the tree, it's still good. Al peros ha'aretz, but if a person says for something that comes from the ground, borei pri ha'etz, blessed is the fruit of the tree, then the Mishnah says lo yatza, a person has not fulfilled their obligation, because if it comes from the ground, it doesn't necessarily come from the tree as well. Va'al kulam, and the Mishnah concludes, for all of them, im amar shahakol ne'ebedvaro yatza, for all of them, if a person recites the blessing of shahakol, that everything was created from God's word, then a person has fulfilled his obligation, because the blessing of shahakol includes both ha'etz and ha'adama. So the Gemara says, this is about the fact that if a person says the blessing of a tree on a vegetable, and something comes from the ground, they do not fulfill their obligation. The Gemara says, pshita, well, it's obvious they don't fulfill their obligation. It doesn't come from a tree, it comes from the ground. So says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, O Nitzrcha El Rabbi Yehuda. We need this teaching to tell us the rule applies even for the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. Because what did we learn about Rabbi Yehuda? His position was Chita Min Ilanhi. His position was that wheat is actually a type of tree. And so therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would say that you do not fulfill your obligation if you eat the wheat berry and you said the blessing of a fruit from a tree. And how do we know that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says wheat is also a tree? Because it states in the Braisa, Ilan she'achol mimenu Adam HaRishon. What was the tree that Adam ate from? So according to Rabbi Meir, this tree was Geffen Haya. He ate from the grapevine, because it says, El Hadavar Shemevi Yolala Ala Adam El Yayin. There's nothing that brings tears upon a person except for wine, meaning wine is the one that brought it, because we know that with respect to Noah, when he went out of the ark, it says, Vayesht Minayayin Vayishkar. He drank from the wine and he became drunk. And so, therefore, if Adam and Eve ate from this tree, they brought about death and crying, it must be that they ate from a grapevine. Whereas Rabbi Nehemiah says, he says, no, the tree that Adam ate from was the fig tree. How do we know that? Because with the manner in which they sinned, which was the fig tree, that's how they were fixed also, because that's what God does. God heals measure for measure. And we know that after they ate from the tree and they were naked, God, they covered themselves with a fig leaf, as it states in the verse that they opened up their eyes and they saw they were naked, and they sewed together the fig leaves and turned them into garments. And so that's why Rabbi Nehemiah says it was from a fig tree. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chita Haisa. And we go, now we return to the position of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, no, actually, they ate from a wheat tree. Because wheat is a type of grain, and this tree that Adam and Eve ate from what's called the tree of knowledge. And a child doesn't know how to say father or mother until they're able to taste the grain. And so we see from here that they ate from a wheat tree. And so we said, Salkadai techamina. You might have thought, Hova Amar Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilanhi. Since Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that wheat is a type of a tree, we varachoa bori pri ha'etz. We might have thought that on wheat you make the blessing of blessed is the fruit of the tree. Kamash malan. So it says the Gemara that our Mishnah is teaching us, Hecha mevarachem bori pri ha'etz. When do you make this blessing of bori pri ha'etz? Hecha dikishakol leperi. You only make bori pri ha'etz if you would, once the fruit is picked from the tree, the next year the branch remains and it again gives off fruit. However, but if in the case where you pick the fruit, then the next year it doesn't come up forth on its own, then under those circumstances you won't make bore priya eitz, but you make bore priya dama. And wheat is an example of something that once you pick the wheat, it doesn't come back on its own. You have to plant it again the next year. And so therefore, for the wheat, you would not make a blessing of Borei Priya Eitz. So what about something that is grown in a flower pot that's not grown directly from the ground? So the Chayei Adam says that if you grow one of the five types of grain in a flower pot that's not connected to the ground, he's of the position you don't make Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz because it doesn't come from the ground directly. And so that is his position. However, this is not a universally accepted position, and where it's most relevant, this discussion is with respect to hydroponics, which there are significant places where vegetables are grown in water. It's not only that they're not grown in earth that comes from the ground, but they're grown in water. So what is the law with respect to this? Here too, this is a major debate amongst the poskim, but the Shevet Alevi says that really the blessing that you make on even a vegetable that's grown hydroponically, which is grown in water, is the same blessing that you make on a vegetable that's grown from the ground. And he doesn't fully accept his position of the Chayei Adam. And the reason is, he says, it's hard to imagine that we could have broccoli and two types of broccoli or two types of cauliflower, for example, and one of them you make a shahako and one of them make adama. So his position is, the Shevet Alevi says, therefore you should make one blessing over all types of vegetables, even the ones that are grown hydroponically, and the blessing will be borei priya adamah.